you pray with me? Fall afresh on us. Meet us in this place. We offer you the meditations that are on our hearts. The joys and the concerns, the happy moments, the hard moments, all of who we are, God, we offer them up to you. And remind us the words we speak have the opportunity to reflect your transformation. Continue to transform us always and in all ways, in all that is sacred and holy, we pray. Amen. Hear, O Tampa, God, our God, is one God. That's what Jesus responded to the person that stopped him, annoyed with city politics, annoyed with what was happening around him, challenging Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? Now, why is that important? Because there were a lot of commandments. A lot of rules, a lot of codes to follow. You ever tried to build something on your lot? That's when you find out. And you usually find out after you've built it wrong. Can I get a witness? Oh, well, that was my experience. Challenging Jesus. What is the most important law? Figuring he would say, don't do anything on the Sabbath, right? Because that was a really important law. Or make sure that you followed all the cleanliness rituals, because that was a really important law. What's an important law in our world? Not to run a red light. Why is that important? Maybe there are penalties to the law, but the reason the law is important is so that we don't do harm. Right? Because while we're being asked to stop, somebody's being invited to go. And so that just gives us the opportunity to remember we are not the only ones on the planet at that intersection needing to go someplace really important. Can I get a witness? Jesus looks at this person and doesn't say anything expected. Instead, he says, hear, O Tampa. Well, let's not keep it so confined. Hear, O Tampa Bay. Hear, O Florida. Hear, O United States. Well, let's include the whole of North America. Well, why not stop there? Let's go South America and North America. Oh, wait a minute. Hear, O people around the globe. Our God is one God calling us to love God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. On the days when it feels good. In those moments when we have something to really celebrate. Oh, it doesn't say that. It says, and the second is as important. To love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. How many of you love yourself with great passion and fervor? There's therapy, self-help books, journaling, reflections from those around us. Let's not forget all the tapes in our heads that journey with us. The second we think we're in the groove of loving ourselves, what happens? One of them tapes takes over. We all have them. None of us are immune. Can I get a witness? All you have to do is get out of the shower and look in the mirror and you can recall a few just like that. Loving ourselves is hard work. It takes concentrated effort. There are things about ourselves we'll never know unless we let somebody else tell us. And there are plenty of people to help you figure that one out. The work there is to discern what is truth from someone else's opinion. Because remember, we judge others by how we judge ourselves. So if you're giving somebody else reflections, it's largely about yourself. You follow that little cycle there? And what's about yourself but all the voices in your head? This is complicated. Love is complicated. If it were easy, it would not be the commandment. Can I get a witness? You ever, met the one, 3 ones ago? You meet the one. This is the one. This is, it's almost like a drug. You can't not call each other 15 times a day. Text, email, tweet. Well, no, that goes out to too many people. Well, you might want everyone to know, right? What's the first thing that you, what's the second thing that you do when you fall in love? You go to your Facebook page and say? And then something happens. Now, you might not be in that, loving relationship where that thing happens yet, but it will. Because being in relationship with each other is complicated. It's hard. I just came back from a week at the Disney Institute, where their whole goal is to make magical dreams come true. And while you're in the Magic Kingdom, that may happen. Sure it will. That's their goal. But magical dreams can get really messed up when we lose sight of how we will be in relationship with each other. Right? I think about all of the different ways in which the motion pictures makes money on, number one, showing you how fairy tale is possible, and number two, showing you how it can wreck your life. I mean, all you have to do is go to the country and western station, and you're either going to hear music about how love is alive or how it killed you. There's life after love. Jesus is trying to get this person to understand. The work is in the relationship. The work is in the practice. The work is actually in the reflection of the practice, right? My first couple of years here, ad nauseum, I used to talk about praxis. How do I know it was ad nauseum? You told me. But praxis is a component of love that requires action from us. In fact, it requires both external and internal action. It is the process of acting and then reflecting on that action and then acting in a new way if it calls us to a higher way of loving. Since we came on to the planet, we have searched for love and found it, and then let it go over and over. And how do we do that? We find something wrong with each other. Hello? Right? How many of you could give a list of something that's wrong with somebody else, knowing you're on somebody else's list? The very first tension happened in the first century church, where Peter and Paul were struggling with who the good news was for. And Peter thought it was only for the Jews. And Paul came to understand, no, it's for anybody who wants it. And that's when the battles began. And we've been battling each other for as long as human beings have been on the planet. How do we find places of forgiveness in that process of battling? I think love is the hard work, but I think forgiveness is the hardest work. As I thought about this sermon, I thought about Gandhi. Gandhi is an amazing prophet of his time, who invited the world in which he touched to search for peace, not what separated and divided them. 1869, he was born. There was this great tension between the Hindus and the Muslims, fighting with each other over territory, spiritual and geographical, fighting with each other over who was right and who was wrong, fighting with each other in violent, in bitter ways. And Gandhi calling for a peaceful resolve. Because he gets that we can't love God with any part of ourselves if we're fighting each other. In the movie, Gandhi decides to fast until death, calling for peace, calling for people to put down their swords, calling for the Hindus and the Muslims to find the intersection of where love unites. That is what hard loving and hard work looks like. It takes us to the edge of the unimaginable relationships and challenges us to push ourselves to those places. A Hindu reconciling forgiveness. Unimaginable that he would take a child, a Muslim child, and raise him as a Muslim. How come love is unimaginable for us in our human condition? To love God with our minds, bodies, souls, strength. That is the invitation. There was a little child who heard the news that his mom and dad were going to have another baby. 4 years old. Excited. Well, he didn't really know what he was excited about. He was just told this was going to be a good thing. He was going to have a baby. brother or sister. Then they found out she was pregnant with a little girl. And he would go up to that belly, you know, that public property, like when you're pregnant, it becomes public property. And he would go up to that belly and he would sing, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine." And then he would go on with his busyness, right? As it neared the time for her delivery, for her labor, labor began with no problem. But as labor continued, she began to have some problems. And the child was born in distress. Then the doctors came to her and said, "We don't think she's going to make it." And as they went to the funeral home and they prepared for a funeral, their little boy kept saying, "Mommy, I want to come sing to the baby. I want to come sing to my baby sister." Sensing something's wrong, but not clear what it was, the parents did not want to bring. He didn't think he was mature enough, didn't think he was ready, didn't bring him into that place. But you know, children, they are our teachers with great wisdom and very persistent. And he said, "Mommy, I want to sing to my baby sister." So they made it possible for him to come in, knowing that week she would probably not make it. And they got him all prepared to go in, and he stood on a little stool at the top of the head of the crib. And he leaned in and he sang, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray." You know, little kids, they never get the pitch quite right. "You never know, dear." Her eyes opened. Her heart rate stabilized. "How much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away." Within the next couple of days, she began to make a recovery, because he knew the power of love. He knew she knew his love. It may not have ended that way for another child, but for this story, true story, happened in Tennessee. This baby girl went home instead of to a funeral. Relationships are hard work. We can find lots of reasons not to be in relationship with each other. If we can wrap ourselves around the song in our hearts and sing it to each other, we might be able to break through the challenges of being in relationship and come to the core that God calls us to love ourselves, to love each other, and to love God. Will you sing it with me? "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take God, we give you thanks and praise for all of the ways in which you inspire us to know the essence of you, to know your love and the challenges of that love and the opportunities within that love, and to help us find our center with each other. There are lots of reasons that we could not find our center. Religious reason, political reasons, social reasons, intellectual reasons, hurt feeling reasons, lots of reasons, but help us, oh God, to find that place where love rises, where you are singing to us. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Meet us, oh God, in the places of our heart's longings. Meet us in the places of challenge. Meet us in the places too private to speak out loud. Meet us in the places of our heart's longings for love. Help us find forgiveness. Help us love. Amen.
Spirit of the living God, we affirm your presence here. Spirit of the living God, we affirm your power here to heal. Spirit.